531. PMN News at 6, Kam Namori and Talavakoe, I'm Tauraki Rongo. Pacifica Futures Chief Executive Debbie Sorensen says the damage and destruction the floods have inflicted on South and West Auckland communities is disturbing. She says many Pacific families have lost everything and are having to start from scratch. Sorensen says many are having trouble getting back to work.
It's affected people in a lot of ways, I think. Some people are having trouble going back to work because they have no way of getting to work and they've lost their only transport. And as we all know, New Zealand public transport, and certainly in Auckland, is pretty sparse.
As children return for the new school year, a Pacific teacher is pleading with parents to make sure their children go to school every day. Oleana Eniata, who teaches at St. Paul's College, says students with high absence struggle with their learning and find it hard to make friends. Eniata says parents often make excuses for why their children are missing school.
My child didn't feel like coming into school today, or I didn't feel like coming to drop them off, I'm tired. You know, and I know we all have those days, but, you know, don't turn that day into a week. You know, before you know it, it'll be a month. And, you know, in the long run, it's our tamariki, it's our children that suffer.
The weekly number of community COVID-19 cases has fallen by about 2,000. The Health Ministry is reporting more than 8,800 new cases this week, and 26 new deaths are also being reported, and 161 people are in the hospital with COVID-19. The new CEO of the Pacific Business Trust, Mary Losey, was formally welcomed into the role today. Among the first to congratulate her was Waitaki District Council's Deputy Mayor, Hannah Halalele. Halalele was appointed to the Board of Directors for the Pacific Business Trust this week.
It's really an exciting time for us Pasifika community across Aotearoa, but also for our women, our mana wahine toa. So delighted to have Mary on board, and we just look forward to tautokoing and supporting the work that she will do with the team, and it's just a huge pleasure.
And Fiji's Great Council of Chiefs is to be re-established with the first meeting set for May. Former Prime Minister Waranka Bainimarama abolished the council in 2012, saying the council perpetuated elitism and created divisive politics. But President Ratu Biliame Katoniveri says the government must recognise the rights of the I Tauke and the people of Rotuma. Prime Minister Setiwene Rambuka says the Great Council of Chiefs will meet as soon as the legislation related to its establishment is formalised. And the Pacific Islands Forum is having talks in Japan over the release of more than 1 million tonnes of treated nuclear wastewater into the Pacific Ocean. Secretary General Henry Puna and Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown are meeting Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to discuss the issue. Independent scientists say there has been a serious lack of scientific data to support the move. And a fashion designer from Papua New Guinea was crowned Miss Pacific Island in Apia at the weekend. 24-year-old Josie Nicholas was the popular choice for the judges in the week-long event. Event director Christian Scanlon says it was imperative to have the pageant after 3 years of COVID-19 lockdown.
For us as the organizing committee and the secretariat of the pageant, our main focus was that we made sure that the pageant was held. The longer we left it, we felt that it may fade away. So we really wanted to make sure that the pageant had a very successful pageant.
And Tongans are mourning the passing of one of the architects of the Tongan Constitution. Professor Sitiveni Halapua has been described as a humble man who moved comfortably among all tiers of society. A former government advisor, Lupiti Senituli, says Tonga owes Halapua a debt of drafting its democratic framework.
He could dine with His Majesty the King in the morning, and in the evening he'll be drinking kava in the village with the old people. That's the kind of humble man that Professor Halapua was. Tonga owes him that debt for the amount of work and personal sacrifice that he made towards Tonga's new constitution. It's a huge debt that the people of Tonga owe him.
And that's news at 6. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.